call time on young men peeing in public and especially outside pubs. Now, that's the view of the SDLP's Tim Atwood, who said he was horrified to see revellers urinating in the street during the St Patrick's Day parade in Belfast. And the Belfast councillor said the wee problem was even bigger outside licensed premises. Well, Tim joins me on the line now alongside Colin Neill, the Chief Executive of Pubs of Ulster. Tim, morning to you.
Good morning.
Pretty disgusting scenes by the sounds of it.
Well, you know, absolutely. The reality is yesterday there was tens of thousands of people across Belfast, Northern Ireland, celebrating St Patrick's Day in a very big way. And I was down with my twins at the St Patrick's Day parade in City Hall, and it was wonderful. But at the same time, there is a lot of people who take a lot of alcohol and then use the public street as the toilet. Mm-hmm. And I think that causes great offence to many. My wife was going to the Kennedy Centre on St Patrick's Day with my seven-year-old son, and there was three individuals pissing in the outside the residential street where we live. And, you know, there is a responsibility in all of us to show respect, and there's a responsibility on licensed premises to be vigilant about trying to stamp out that sort of antisocial behaviour.
And did you feel compelled maybe to say something to these individuals?
Well, in this case, it was my wife. Now, she didn't, but she went to the licensed premises and said to the bouncers, who were aware of it, and said they would look into it. What I think is important is that licensed premises, clubs and pubs, need to be vigilant, especially at big events. What procedures, what practices can they put in place to try to stamp out? Because clearly what happens is people maybe have to queue for a long time in licensed clubs and premises and then nip outside, and then they're urinating in public in full view of young children like my seven-year-old son. And that is not on. So I did raise the matter at licensed premises, and Colin knows that we do a lot of work with clubs and pubs in Belfast to try to improve behaviour. And I raised it there to see what we could do to encourage clubs and pubs to be more vigilant on the big days. You know, there's big match days, there's St Patrick's Day. We know there's a problem wider in terms of the 12th of July.
So
there must be steps that we can do to try to stamp out this type of behaviour.
So, Colin, it's on your radar. What are you going to do about it?
Well, I think, first of all, I mean, I agree totally that any sort of urination in public or in the streets, whatever, is totally unacceptable. It's just not on, full stop. I mean, that said, you mean it is. I mean, a lot of our challenges are people that have never been in the pub. Most premises will have more than adequate toilets, you know, to service the needs. But I think we also get into the realms of what people think is acceptable. Rather than walking into nearby premises to go to the loo, they just go in the street. So I think there's an education challenge here. There's obviously the challenge, and we get an awful lot of street drinking at these events, which is generally illegal because most of the places, there's alcohol banned, consumption banned by the council. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a multiple approach to it. Yes, I mean, our premises, our members are very keen that nobody goes outside and urinates. I mean, it's just not acceptable. Unfortunately, we do have limited powers beyond our front door. In fact, we have none. So doormen, you know, if they're there and can suggest to people to come in.
You can't speak to people.
Oh, absolutely. And I would say any premise that knows there's anybody or even a risk of that should be keeping an eye for it and trying to discourage people. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately, we do have people in today's world who will just ignore you no matter what you say.
Mm-hmm. See, the problem probably is, Colin, for a lot of people listening out there, they might well take the view saying this is not really a priority for our pubs out there, is it?
Well, it is. It absolutely is. Because, I mean, a pub is about a good quality environment to socialise in. You know, the streets smelling of urine around your pub is not an encouragement for anybody to come in, or indeed watching somebody do that outside. I wouldn't cross the street to go into a pub if I thought people were, you know, peeing in the street around me. Mm-hmm. So it is really important, I mean, to their image and to their sustainability financially. Yeah. But it is about, I think, working with council, because it isn't. We just don't have the power to run about sort of grabbing people with a scruff of the neck if they're having to pee in the street.
Tim, what about the council wardens? Do they have any power at all to try and intervene or to do something about this when they witness it out and about, especially when the big events in the city where it's probably more prevalent then?
Of course there is. And the community safety wardens do sterling work on St Patrick's Day and other big bank holiday weekends, because obviously there's wider antisocial behaviour. We've seen numerous people underage drinking and problems in parks, and they do sterling work. And indeed, City Hall has tried to react in the city centre. You would have seen a whole wave of portaloos in City Hall grounds yesterday. But in terms of specifically licensed premises, you know, we all know I see it every weekend, on Saturday or Sunday morning, the ignoble flow of urine that's outside our streets when people come out of the pubs late at night. But I'm talking specifically on those big days, like St. Patrick's Day, when there is big, big numbers in pubs and licences, and people naturally sometimes say, well, we'll nip outside. And there must be things that we can do to, you know, the bouncers...
More porterloos, maybe?
Well, there's things I think the pubs themselves and licensed premises can do to discourage that activity and prevent people from leaving who are doing that. And also, I think there is an issue, you know, if you've got a big number of people on St. Paddy's Day, you know, you obviously... It's a very profitable day, and we want to support pubs and licensed premises on those days. But, you know, a portaloo outside might be one of the solutions that need to be looked at. So officers last night agreed that they would go and look and see what are the possibilities of working with, in partnership with pubs of Ulster and the licensed premises, to see how we can encourage better behaviour from the people who use pubs and licensed premises.
We've been on to the PSNI about this particular problem as well, and they say, out of interest, that they did pick up two individuals yesterday for doing this very thing in the Holy Lands area, and they're now going to be punished through the legal system. But suffice to say, there's an awful lot more people out there doing it who don't get caught, and that's probably the problem here, Colin Neil, is that people think they can just get away with this, so it's become common practice in these big events.
I mean, I would agree totally. I mean, I do think, I mean, that the people that are inside the premises going out for a pee would be very rare because, I mean, within building control regulations, the size of your premise dictates how many toilets you have, so you have enough to service that. I think what we've got is people outside doing this. But I think, you know, there are challenges. Beyond the city centre, there's obviously a severe lack of public toilets provided. And I think it is key. The key word there was in partnership. Let's look at this. See if we can solve it together, because it's in everyone's interest. We want people to, whether they're in the pub or out enjoying a St. Patrick's Day or whatever in the street, we want people to have a good time. And
but Colin, I disagree with one fundamental issue. These are not people. There is people obviously out drinking in public, and that's illegal as well. And so we talk about the police. But I'm talking about people who can't, because it's so busy inside the licensed premises, they nip outside and they are urinating in the side streets close to and proximate to clubs and licensed premises. That's what I'm talking about in terms of this issue, and that's a direct responsibility, in my view, for the pubs and licensed premises to see how they could stamp out that type of behaviour, because it's easier to nip outside, I think, and do it in public in front of young children than you waiting in the queue for the toilet inside. And so it's those moments, like St. Patrick's, big match days, where people, the pubs and the licensed premises are very busy, and people decide, oh, we'll nip outside instead of waiting in the queue. That's the type of behaviour, I think, that we need to tackle also, as well as the wider drinking in public and then people urinating in public as a result of that.
I mean, I tend to look, if that's happening, I do agree we need to stop it. I do think it's very limited, because you generally find if there's a queue in the toilets at all on premises, that the ladies. The gents have very rarely queue. And because, I mean, under building control regulations, we have adequate toilets for the number of people that can fit in the premises. I mean, but if that is happening, I agree.
Well, Colin, maybe the next St. Paddy's Day, we'll go out, stand outside some licensed premises in Belfast and see how many people actually do this. Because I think it's pretty significant. I know in my own locality what the problem is, because it happens at weekends. But it's a bigger problem on the bigger events, match days or the likes of St. Patrick's.
And the chances are as well, if you want evidence, we know we have a lot of CCTV cameras in and around the city centre and indeed outside pubs, that they may capture people doing this.
Absolutely.
I am absolutely happy to go with any time with Tim or any of the councillors to have a look at the problem. And indeed, maybe Tim will take you into the pub and buy you a pint as well.
And perhaps we might even send somebody from the Nolan team along.
As long as you're paying.
Anything for a free beer and Nolan's there.
Gentlemen, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much indeed for that. Eileen, good morning to you.
Good morning. I would just like to make a comment that peeing outside licensed premises is not the only problem we have. Peeing along the roadside is an increasing problem. Coaches stop on the main roads, and I travel between Belfast and the Northwest on a regular basis, and I have been behind numerous coaches. They stop beside the road, 6, 8, 10 young men and older, pop out and urinate, and they have no problem with that at all.
So what...
I,
So what should, should
I don't,
coach driver do, Eileen, in those circumstances? Well, it's a very difficult place to be if you're the coach driver and three or four people on the bus say they need to go to the toilet and they need to go now.
Yes, that's as may be, but they could be more selective in where they stop on the road.
So find a quiet spot.
Yes, they could be more selective, and it's increasing. It is increasing. In the past, I have seen coaches stopping and in reasonably secure areas, and the people have gone out of view, but they don't seem to do that now. They just stop on the roadside, the people get out, expose themselves, and it's like a game.
Okay.
It is like a game.
Okay, Eileen, I can tell you're not alone, judging by the text we have received to the programme this morning. So thank you very much indeed for your call.